You know, there's some good news for the air pollution that drifts our way from across the border. Factories and power plants in Michigan must now adhere to a new U.S. rule that sets greater limits on that pollution that crosses state lines. That rule was finalized last week. Michigan's among 23 states now subject to the new U.S. Environmental Protection Agency requirement, the Good Neighbor requirement, as it's called. It focuses on emissions of nitrogen oxide, which helps create ground-level ozone. That, of course, contributes to smog. Michigan can be the recipient of pollution across Lake Michigan from the big Chicago area and parts of Indiana, including factory-heavy Gary, Indiana, right on the lake shoreline. And, of course, Windsor-Essex is the recipient of pollution that drifts over from Michigan. So what could this new rule mean for us? Derek Coronado is coordinator of the Citizens Environment Alliance in Windsor, and he spoke with AM 800's Rusty Thompson.
Well, it's good that in the U.S. that they have the federal government step in to states and require them to live by the tenets of the U.S. Clean Air Act. And this is another example of that. And certainly, I think it's a good idea for the federal government to continually roll back or tighten these regulations around harmful pollutants like NOx, which contribute to smog and, of course, have a huge health impact anywhere from asthma leading up to premature death. And, of course, this occurs on both sides of the border because air pollution doesn't recognize borders.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. The simple fact that that they're taking aim at this. I mean, we are so close to such an industrialized area of Michigan. We you can almost see it in the air some days. Industry in action. Is it good to know that there's that acknowledgement that it does just drift across?
Well, there has been that acknowledgement for some time. The U.S. and Canada have an air quality agreement that was signed in 1991. And in 2000, they added an ozone annex specifically for these types of pollutants that cross the border. So the commitment through that agreement was both countries would work to ensure that they meet their own domestic standards. And this is certainly an attempt by the EPA to improve the domestic standards. And, of course, we know in this region, as you mentioned, that some days, particularly during the summer, up to 90% of our air pollution is coming from the United States. So it has a big impact on us here, and of course it has an impact on citizens in the United States. So anything that they do to tighten up the regulations and reduce the pollution is good for both sides of the border.
How much of an impact do you think this will have on Windsor-Essex?
Well, it's certainly a good question. We have here on this side of the border in Ontario and Canada the publicly available data through the Air Quality Health Index that people can look to see what the situation is on a day-to-day basis in terms of air pollution and whether, based on, you know, whether they have pre-existing conditions or not, whether they should stay inside or not. And so I think people will be able to tell through the Air Quality Health Index whether these tighter regulations are having an impact. Of course, as well, they're being phased in, so they're not going to happen overnight. Some of the phasing in won't be completed until 2027 under this new rule, but certainly it's going in the right direction, and hopefully we'll see the improvements sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, the fact that we are seeing this tightening, but it is phased in. It will take time. Do you think that's too much time, you know, given the impact it can have on our health?
Well, absolutely. As I mentioned before, the ozone annex for the U.S. and Canada Air Quality Agreement was signed back in 2000, so it's almost... It was December of 2000, if I remember correctly. So it's almost 23 years since that agreement's been signed. And so they're still working to reduce pollution to improve people's health and prevent premature death. And as was mentioned by the U.S. EPA, this when it's fully phased in, should reduce the death toll by thousands of people. So, you know, for those people... in the interim, while this is being phased in, there are going to be premature deaths. So obviously, it's taking too long. I think industry argues they shouldn't have it at all. Of course, there was court challenges against this rule in the U.S. I think on the citizen's basis and the average person, we need to see these rules come in a lot quicker than they are, but better late than never, I guess.
Do you think there's a greater appetite now out there to see industry get clean, I guess, so to speak?
Well, absolutely. I mean, of course, there aren't different stacks or tailpipe emissions for different pollutants. It's the same. All kinds of pollutants come out of one source. So, for example, today also was the release by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, their latest assessment report, which shows that we have to do much better and much faster in terms of emission reductions of greenhouse gases. So all of these things are connected, and the more we do on one thing, and the faster we can improve emissions on other pollutants as well. So I think overall we need to do better than this, but certainly this is an improvement of where it was before, and we'll take what we can get, but we need to do better, and we need to do it faster.
Any final thoughts on this move, this tightening, this good neighbor rule from the EPA, and what it's going to mean for Windsor-Essex?
I think it's important for on this side of the border to see what the U.S. is doing in terms of good neighbor. Of course, they mean good neighbor in the sense of different states within the United States, but from our perspective, I think it's important that we also play a role in being a good neighbor for our American friends, and we do as much as we can to reduce emissions, especially from electricity plants. And we know in Ontario we're going in the wrong direction on that, as we are increasing our emissions through the increased use of gas-fired power in Ontario. So we need to really reduce those emissions and stop this expansion of natural gas-fired power plants in this province in order to have the same impact that the United States is going to have on us, and that is being a good neighbor.
That's Derek Coronado, coordinator of the Citizens Environment Alliance in Windsor. So the new rule on the U.S. side strengthens interstate pollution standards that were developed 8 years ago. This month, the U.S. Court of Appeals, D.C. Circuit, rejected a challenge to the new emissions rule from an affiliated group of coal power providers and other companies. Michigan and other affected states must develop an implementation plan that is meant to ensure power plants and industrial sites don't add significantly to interstate air pollution. The Michigan Department of the Environment said this week it's reviewing the new EPA rule to determine the impacts in Michigan.